hottest start you've been involved with? You talked about some of those old teams, but they didn't start particularly hot.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a good start, but it's just a start. You know, it's like everything in life. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. So we've got a lot of work to do. You know, it's great to be able to start 6-1, but we got to keep it going.
Is this quarterback different than the other guys? I mean, obviously,
I'm not going to compare him to anybody. He's great. I mean, I think we can all see that. His leadership, I think he's, you know, continuing to get better. And, you know, the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah,
but we got to play well around him and, you know, help him out.
Brent, you mentioned this is just being a start. I remember, you know, go back to 2010 where you guys had that amazing comeback win against the Giants. You're 10-4. Everything feels great. And you didn't win again. Is there any part of that that you talk to guys about that? Is that something that's cognizant in your mind of like?
Well, I think everyone understands that.
Yeah.
You know, in football, teams are so good in this league that if you let down at all, you're going to get beat and you're not going to win again. So if you keep taking that attitude. So we understand that, you know, we got to come in here, work every single day and continue to get better because, you know, as you know, we've lost some great guys on this team. And, you know, it stinks. It feels bad. I feel bad for those guys. I feel, you know, bad for the team. But it's a time where, you know, young guys got to step up and we all got to play a little bit better to make up for some of these losses.
What do you remember? Year for San Francisco, too. And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, 0-7 and gig. What are they? You haven't really been in that situation exactly, right? But.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad situation for them, but I don't want them to make a comeback on us. So, you know, we'll just keep it going, man. You know, we got to keep doing what we're doing.
Going back to that 2010 example, I mean, do you remember like the team feeling kind of like 10 feet tall and bulletproof at that point? Like, hey, we're rolling, nothing can stop us, and letting it get away. Has that happened before?
I'm not sure. I mean, that was. You know, so long ago that I can't remember. But, you know, like I said, right now we got to focus on us continuing to get better at what we're doing today. We understand that if we don't do that, that things can drop off and we can lose football games. So we got to keep doing the things that got us here and continue to get better. That's it.
Why do you think things have come together for Zach this year, these first 7 games?
Well, I think he's a great player. And I think what you're seeing now, you know, he's been doing a lot of that. And, I'm glad that, you know, him and Carson, they're clicking together. They're playing really well, understand each other. And, you know, you're seeing the benefits of it.
Brent, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks. What separates Carson's preparation and what he does here week to week, maybe from some other guys you've seen?
I mean, the guy just wants to win. And his whole day is based on him getting better, him understanding the defenses, you know, what we can do on offense to put ourselves in better position. He's always working just to continue to get better and make sure that we can win.